There is a long wish list, and we've all contributed to it. Everybody would like tax cuts, everybody would like spending on things that matter to them, but the problem is the budget is still in difficulty, we still have a very big deficit. It would be quite inappropriate, I think, to have big handouts. I don't think the public would buy it anyway. So I suspect that what will happen will be quite modest on both the tax and the spending side, but, you know, that's not to say there won't be some attractive features to it.
With that personal allowance, going forward, you'd like to see it raised further, I guess.
Yes, but that has to be balanced against a whole lot of other things. I mean, it is very, very important that we continue to invest in skill training, what we've just been talking about, in terms of our future technology. And, you know, people want more money in the health service. They want, you know, decent services across the board. We've had all the noise over the weekend about the armed forces being underfinanced. And I think there simply isn't the scope for substantial tax cuts.
But no cut in corporation tax?
Well, again, that's for the Chancellor to decide on the day. He has taken the corporation tax down to internationally competitive levels. I've supported that policy. There is an issue around company taxation as to whether companies actually pay their proper share, and a lot of avoidance issues. But I think the idea of having a competitive corporation tax rate isn't controversial.